protesting, and mental health. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I was talking to a psychologist, Jonathan Cantor, at the University of Washington, who's been studying how the pandemic and the forced isolation is affecting mental health. And yes, sending money to unemployed people, as Congress has done, can certainly help.
If we can help people with financial strain, we are also protecting against mental health problems, for sure.
But sometimes money isn't enough.
Another way of coping right now for many people is to get out and to protest and to fight.
Yes, he says the demonstrations we're seeing now are a form of what he calls healthy coping.
Healthy coping doesn't mean just feeling good emotions all the time. Healthy coping means doing what your body is asking you to do. If somebody comes up to me and punches me in the face and then continues to threaten physical harm to me, healthy coping for me would be to fight back.
So you're saying that these demonstrations are therapeutic for the people participating in them.
So for many people, protesting is therapeutic. And if your audience is mostly white people listening, then I do think one of the things we can do to support healthy coping is to let them know that we've got their back. We're going to join them in the fight.
Jonathan Cantor is a clinical psychologist at the University of Washington. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.